Hello.
Hey guys, what's up?
Welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast. It's been a week, real rough week, yep. But we're back.
I'm back.
From spring break and post spring break. Is that right? Post?
Post, yeah.
Post is right. After? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a week. Why don't we start off by saying what we did over spring break, shall we?
Oh, sorry. My glasses hit the thing.
Sonia's just chowing down on a carrot cake muffin, so I'm going to take the stage real quick.
Very dumb.
I went to Cincinnati, Ohio, like I said. It was a little crazy, but the clay bits were fun. The little clay bits were amazing. Saw so many pieces of ceramics. If you follow the Sort of Helpful podcast Instagram, you could see my Instagram, and you could see all the little photos that I took, little collages I made on my stories.
Everyone go follow.
Follow Sonia, too.
I'm not active.
When you do posts, it's like a new album dropping. It's like... They posted.
I did post the other day.
You did?
A couple weeks ago. Only like 40 people liked it for some reason. Well, I did,
for some reason?
I did post it at like 1 in the morning. So oh, yeah. That's probably
algorithm.
Why. Yeah.
Yeah, I drove a really broken down car for 9 hours. Drove on the highway pretty much. Oh, little tidbit. So Cincinnati, Ohio, kind of a highway city. Like you need to take the small little highways, go like 55 to get to where you need to go. We're driving and we're like a mile and a half away from our exit. This big ass truck from behind us just zooms past us and is smoking, is on fire essentially.
Really?
And it's just like merging in and out of lanes to get to like the nearest exit to get out. And I'm like,
holy
dude,
shit.
That was crazy. Like we could smell it. I'm like, that's a fire. But
that's scary.
I'm glad they knew.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was coming right out of the engine, but.
Yeah, man.
I thought it was so silly because I thought it was exhaust at first. Other than that, stayed at a really crappy B&B and then I stayed at a really nice one, which had like the best bed ever. And then I drove back and I slept for essentially 48 hours. And yeah, you tell me what you did, Sonia.
I went to New York City. My boyfriend, Joseph. It's, we just did things. I don't know. We went to the MoMA. I fucking hate it. It's a terrible museum. Don't like it at all. If you don't know what that is, it's the Modern Museum of Art, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The building sucks. I don't know why they made it so confusing and twist and turny. The art, not my thing. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not very much of a modern art lover.
Was it just like a bunch of dots and like painted canvases?
Basically.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And it was originally we wanted to go to the Met, but the Met is closed on Wednesdays for some reason. So like I'm more of a classic art kind of guy, the beautiful, like, you know,
Natural Museum of History.
Yeah, we went there too because it was closed.
That's always a pleasure. I'd go again.
I gotta be honest, it's kind of fucked up, but I'm like so sick of going there.
to the Natural History Museum?
I've been there at least 5 times, dude.
I can understand that. It's pretty much they don't change it up.
I just go see the dinosaurs, man. That's what I'm there for.
Sometimes you need to, though.
You
just need a little heart to heart with them.
Yeah, let's see. We had some food.
Yeah, like what kind of restaurants did you go out to? Give me the mundane shit. I need a little bit of the mundane shit right now.
So, you know. The whole plan of the week was like, okay, so we're not going to live luxuriously, you know, we're not going to go eat at like really fancy. Like if I was to go with my parents, it'd be a different story. You know what I mean? Like if I was with my mom and my dad, we'd be eating like fucking $500 check, like
dude,
food.
Really?
All the time. Yeah.
Escargot?
Yeah. Like that type of shit. That's where we go. But Joe and I, you know, we were walking around and then we'd find a place, you know, the kind of shit,
Did you walk out of anywhere?
What?
Did you walk out of anyone?
No, dude. I'm never doing that shit again. But that French restaurant treated us so poorly. I gotta be honest. They never came to us.
Yeah, they didn't.
I don't know what the fucking problem was.
Anyways. What kind of, did you go to like some cafes? Did you go to that one that you have like the peanut butter shake that you like?
I did not get to go to Gregory's Coffee. So I guess I just didn't have that urge.
No?
When last time we went, they didn't have it at any of the fucking locations.
We only went to two, though.
did we?
I think, no, we actually went to one. We had breakfast there.
Are you sure?
I had a shitty macchiato and a shitty egg sandwich.
I remember that, but I thought we went to one more and then it wasn't there.
There was like a honeybee cafe sort of deal.
Oh, that was kind of bad.
Yeah, it was more like a health place.
It was cute though. I mean, it really was. I'll give it that.
It was the most shitty cappuccino ever. I'm sorry.
I know. But yeah, we went to this cute little place. It's a French, I forget what it, Le Luc or something like that. And they had, it was like, you know, small, and they had delicious, I had Nutella stuffed French toast. Fucking fantastic.
Dude. Do you mean it was like on little tiny portions of food on big plates?
No, it was.
You said small, like the restaurant?
Like the restaurant was small, like a petite, you know, a little French cafe restaurant breakfast thing. And that was delicious. So we really ate at places like that, like, oh, we're just gonna walk around and oh, this looks good.
Live like a local.
Exactly. I got a tattoo on the last day there. We were scared that it was gonna take forever because this guy is really laid back. So he's just, we text each other and he's like, yeah, first thing, actually, before I continue the story, I went to the wrong location first. My location was in Brooklyn. I went to the one in Soho. Ooh. Well, that was embarrassing, I gotta be honest. And I had to go all the way back to Brooklyn. But it was okay. He didn't even start drawing the tattoo yet. So when I got there, we sat there for maybe not even an hour, but a little bit, maybe like 40 minutes of him just like drawing this out, trying to figure out exactly like what I want. And then, but it only took not even an hour to finish that tattoo. And so we weren't worried at all because the train was at 3:40 and it was like 1 o'clock already. So.
Oh, like to leave?
To leave, yeah.
Oh shit, I think like the subway.
Oh no, no.
That's
no.
Scary. Oh my God, that's like really cutting it.
It's really fucking cutting it.
Dude.
But
were you
it.
Packed? Like, did you bring your bags to the place?
Yeah, we were packed and everything. We stored our, sorry. We stored our baggage in the lockers that they got going on in the train station.
What? I didn't know they had that.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. What else?
You have any funny stories, like, from the waiters or something? Like, I don't know.
You're expecting so much from me.
Because I can imagine, like, the little happy, funny, silly moments happening where you're, like, laughing over a meme at, like, breakfast or something. And
we had a lot of fun. Yeah, we did have a lot of fun.
Did you go to like the little parks, Central Park sort of
deal? Yeah, we walked around Central Park. I tried to pick up a pigeon. It didn't work. They were filming a movie.
What movie?
Right around National Museum of Natural History. I don't know.
Do you recognize any actors?
But they had like, you know, like the
big rig.
It's a Christmas movie of some kind.
Oh, okay.
Because. Yeah, I don't
know. Dude, I'm kind of over Christmas movies. Like, they just keep on coming out with, like, newfound love in Christmas. Christmas is love.
Yeah, they're pretty much all very bad.
And they just have new actors. It's, like, the same layout, but there is some hope, I think.
What was I talking about?
You had fun?
Yep, I had fun.
No.
But there was this really gross thing that happened. So, I was... It's silly, very silly of me. I was going there expecting the whole week not anything gross to happen. Of course, that's not going to happen. So we were on the subway on one of these trains. We were chilling. We weren't going yet. And this guy walks in and he's like coughing. Like it was basically like an empty... train, like a car, there's only a couple people, like Joe and I, another person like far over there, and he sits like far away from us, but he's like still in the car. And this guy, like I said, his head's in his hands, he's fucking coughing, like disgust, like spitting, like bile. Like I looked at Joe, I'm like, because you know we were just sitting there, didn't go yet, and the doors were left open, so I'm like, Joe, I'm not gonna fucking wait for this guy to throw up. We're gonna go over the next fucking car, dude. I was fucking scared. Like, it ruined my whole night, genuinely.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We went to see a comedy show.
Who?
I didn't know the rest of the people, but there was one person that I wanted to go see. It's Emma Willman.
Mm-hmm.
I only know her from, like, a Netflix special. So it was pretty cool to see her. She's very funny. I love her a lot. We sat, like, right in the front. Like, we could touch them. Like, because they sat us, you know what I mean, in order of, like, who was in line first.
Damn.
Yeah, shit was crazy. We got talked to, but we weren't, like, made fun of.
Yeah, what'd she ask you?
She was like, how long have you guys been together?
No!
Uh-huh. Because, like, I guess she just knew. She just knew. That was the first thing. She was like, it was pretty cool.
Were you astonished? Like, did you laugh?
I was like...
Or, like, for the other ones, too.
They weren't that funny.
No matter what. I think I'd be scared to go to a comedy show with you, because I'm like, if I laugh at something and you don't laugh at it, I'd be really insecure.
Oh,
I'd be like, was that really funny? Because you're, like, the funny dictator, you know?
That makes me sound like a fucking asshole.
No, like, if it's funny, it's funny because it's funny to you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like your law.
There was one guy who had the most funny joke of the night that I genuinely laughed at.
Mm.
He was talking about how, like, oh, you know, something like about the subway.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you guys know when it's like a empty car, mm-hmm. there's always somebody jacking off in there. That's why it's empty.
Oh.
And then he's like, I'm not doing it justice. I really don't remember the whole thing. But, and then he was like, so I was going down to the subway and there was just a completely empty car. And I just started jacking off. And I was just like, like, I was like, that is fucking good shit right there, dude. You might think that's funny for me, like, my poor rendition. Imagine fucking hearing the actual joke. Like, I was like, that is it right there, dude. That's how you do it. That's how you fucking do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh. That was the best joke of the night, which says a lot. Oh, my God. God, yeah, you.
Oh, I'm trying to drink water. You really got me. Oh my God, I haven't laughed like that in a while.
It's so stupid, but I love it. That's like real comedy. That's not the real shit, dude.
Okay.
That's that real shit right there.
See what I mean? Because it's that's funny. It's
very
funny. Oh, my God, I'm lightheaded.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm kind of lightheaded too, but I think that's because of something else.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh. Every stand-up show I've ever really been to, like, not funny at all. The only ones that I've been to are, like, the real famous people. Like, when I went to see Nick Kroll, holy shit. Really? I did not stop laughing. And then when I saw Sal Volcano.
Yeah.
Very, very funny.
You know what I miss? I miss that shirt you have of him.
Oh, Nicolas Cage?
Or, yeah, it's his Nicolas
Cage. That would have been funny, too. Eminem. That's probably better, honestly. That's funny shit.
But I miss that shirt because I have a picture of you, me, and Griffin.
Just acting like we don't know each other. That was fucking funny, dude. I look good in that photo.
You do. It's a good photo.
It's a terrible photo. It's not clear at all.
Oh, no. It was taken on my dad's, like, fucking Android.
How's Chris?
He's doing... he's got a little pain in his shoulder again. Pinched nerve.
Yeah. How's Mary?
He's working it out. Mary's doing good. Little pain here, but she's doing good.
That's good. I knew everything was going to work out with her.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a little bump in the road.
Mm-hmm. I just start jacking off.
That's funny shit.
It is.
Very funny.
Ugh.
Dude,
how can I move on?
I want you to come with Joe and I, dude. I just...
I'm, you know, thank God he didn't, because for all the people listening, Joe came in and gave Sonia that beautiful muffin she was just eating. And he was, like, maybe going to sit in or something. Like, I asked him, and he's like, should I? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah, that's okay, dude.
But I just don't really know him too well, so I'm just like, I don't know. This sounds very strange and kind of, like, messed up. But, like, I don't know how to act around him. Like, I don't know, like, the line in the sand, the barriers, the boundaries of stuff. Like,
he's just like me, babe.
I'm just a little embarrassed.
That's okay. That's okay. He's a wonderful person, and he's a lot like me. You know what I mean? So If you got to know him, you'd be like, oh, this is a male version of Sonya.
He's just, like, really chill from when I met him. He was, like, really, like, hyper and, like, cracking so many jokes. So, I don't know. I'm, like...
He likes you.
It's hard to gauge. He does? He does?
Yeah, man. Fucking love you.
I made it, guys! I fucking made it.
I would love to go back. You would genuinely have a very nice time with Joe and I, dude, because always a hoot. Hoot, hoot. Anyway.
But good overall. Good vibes.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's good. So let's try to get back on track here a little bit.
Yeah.
So, coming back from spring break, like on the drive home was just like disassociating.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like I was driving back home. Didn't feel like the signs that said like Oswego this many miles away was real, you know? So we got back and dude, I was so exhausted and I just felt like I was in a dream.
Yeah.
Like I was not in reality at all. And I think, I don't know why it was Cincinnati that did it to me, but I had a big, big brain moment where I was like, I don't want to be here.
Mm.
I do not want to live here anymore in this town. I have had it.
It's Ohio. I mean,
it's Ohio. It's not crazy. It's not crazy, but
yeah.
It was just enough. Just enough city living. Just enough, like, a week away again. Where I was like, man, I don't belong in Oswego. And I hate that. I hate that because it's kind of like, I get a little sick of it when people say like, oh, I don't like it here.
Yeah.
And I'll defend this place for forever.
Yeah, me too.
I love it here, but I need my time away.
Yeah.
I need my independence. I need to live in a house alone with my own space, my own decor, my own rules, you know, my own organization.
No.
And I just really got the itch when I got back. So, I don't really know what else to say about that. One sec.
You know, I always feel the same way whenever I'm going to, like, New York or whatever. And right at the end of the trip, though, I was looking forward to, like, come back. You know, I was like, ah, I'm ready to go home. I want to go home.
Yeah.
But when I got here, I'm like... Damn.
Not this home.
I want to go back to New York right now. I'd rather be in New York right now. There's so much more to do.
If I could, like, pick up my room, like, in The Sims and, like, bring it over to somewhere new.
That would be fantastic.
Then I'd be fine. You know, just that sense of comfort of being able to sleep in my own bed and not have to worry about, are these sheets clean? Like, you know.
Also, next semester, I'm gonna be living in the Village.
In the Village? Cool. So I've never been inside of those places.
I was just going to say, like, come, because that is a house. Like, that is a house.
Yeah, you know, I thought about this the other day. I haven't been in your suite ever.
Whenever you want to come by, I mean, come on.
I don't know.
I can smoke a little bit, not a lot, because I learned my lesson.
You're always on the grind.
I'm always on the fucking grind. But I'm gonna have my own room. So if you want to just stay over, have a sleepover.
Watch some good movies.
Oh my god, dude. Mm-hmm. I gotta watch some scary movies, bro. Yeah. I got some good ones I gotta watch.
I'm scared.
Oh,
I wanna watch the movie. What do we don't want to watch the movie?
But yeah, I think we're gonna have a lot of fun, like, when we get the Village, so you can cop us.
How many people are you gonna live with again?
Same it's
people?
Joe.
Just
no.
Okay.
It's Joe, Eli, and Jacob.
Mm.
Have you met Eli?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have.
I
have met him.
I remember that shit, bro. That's
and I never want to meet him again.
Oh no.
No, I just embarrassed.
And no, it's embarrassing. But maybe he forgot about it.
I hope. Man, I hope he didn't realize it was me.
No, you're okay.
Anyways.
Anyway. Yeah, so yeah, those two.
I think I love being like alone with you.
Yeah.
In like a cool space, like I was thinking back, I think it was probably last night, I was thinking about the lake house, you know? I was like, no, it felt good. It felt good to just, like, live and be somewhere else with
you. I also
you.
Just hate it there.
I know, but it's the closest we got for free.
I mean, but now I'm going to be at the Village. So now we can, I have my own room. You can come chill with me in my own room. We can have a lot of cook, because we're going to have a kitchen. You know what I was thinking about when I was walking here? Because it's such a nice day. I was thinking about when we should go to the beach again. Whenever it gets warm,
definitely. Well, what's your plan for the summer? Did you get into that thing? Doesn't look like it.
What do you fucking think?
No.
I haven't gotten anything back from them, which is, to me, like, I'm not in. Because...
Are the deadlines have passed for those applications?
Oh, yeah. No, that was a while ago. Joe and I did it. He hasn't gotten anything. We haven't heard anything back. And, you know, you go on Reddit for good answers. So we went on Reddit, on the REU Reddit thing. And people for the biology program, for the program that we were doing, we got in. I don't know about that. Opportunity is probably out the window, which is really sad because, you know, I really wish I could do that. And I applied for a job at Rice Creek for bird banding with the person that I am currently doing research with. Mm-hmm. Didn't get that job.
No? They haven't sent anything back?
No. They said something back, but I'm going to say it off the record.
Okay, all right.
But Joe didn't get that either.
Fuck.
So I need to be looking for stuff because I can't. With you know, science or whatever, I gotta get as much experience as possible. I gotta be doing stuff in the summer. I gotta be doing this. I gotta be doing that.
Yeah. What about the Rocky Mountain thing that you did?
The Adirondacks?
Yeah.
The class?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that shit again, dude. I did it once.
Something along those lines. I don't know if there's another thing you can do. Yeah. Sign up for.
No, I don't think I want to take a class. I think I want to do... I want to get paid. I want to
internship.
Wanna do a job. Yeah. Which...
It's tough.
I'm very anxious. My search lane's working overtime right now. Now I'm all bummed.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault, dude. It sucks. It's hard. It's really hard. Anyway, what's your summer plan?
Well, I wanted to do pretty much what you're talking saying about, right now. Yeah. Some ceramic residencies / internships. But most of them are year long. And I can't do that right now because I'm doing school.
Yeah.
But those are the good ones, though. They're in, like, Port Chester, New York. They're in New Paltz, Saratoga, Peters Valley, Ithaca, sort of. I don't know about the Finger Lakes, but I wanted to do that for, like, the first half of my summer, but they're all when I work. But then I was like, what if I just, you know, do this instead, get paid to do clay stuff instead of do my paint crew stuff. But it's like, we only give you $200 a month. A month. And you're going to be staying for 10 weeks.
That's shitty.
And I will have to figure out where to live and probably get a job wherever the fuck it is. And I won't be able to take my dad's car because he'll need it here. Mm-hmm. So we're
need
looking. My future plan is looking like I'm just like going to keep on working my regular job during the summer. And, save up for a car and then do those residencies for like a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, big news for Blakey.
Oh.
This just in, Blakey got a kiln. Blakey's got a kiln for ceramics.
What?
It's a little guy, but he's pretty chunky.
Oh shit.
400 smackaroons. And it came with a bunch of cool stuff.
Where's it gone?
Right now it's in my garage, covered up. But you know that little deck area that has a roof where the hot tub used to be?
Yeah.
That's the studio. Put some walls up.
That's what I said, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
You did?
You remember that?
No. I think you were thinking
that's what
of
what I said.
I said the playhouse, which is the under the patio. But the one that's next to the back door with the shower.
I was talking about that thing.
My old sandbox?
Yeah, bro.
Well, you predicted it. yeah.
So I always gotta
have a cute
song,
a very tiny space, but my dad's got some old windows, a door, you know, he's gonna board it up.
So
But the only thing is I gotta get a wheel.
Oh yeah.
Which is pretty expensive.
Is it really?
And it's really hard to get because you can't get them for cheap.
Can you
want a good one?
Can you like get one from here?
No.
Really?
That's the city or state property. Yeah, they're all registered wheels.
Fuck I'm not gonna say that.
But that's the plan, and then it'll happen. I'm a little anxious because I want it now, but yeah. It's okay because I'm gonna be using the studio here anyway.
Yeah.
Doing a couple craft shows, maybe. I was gonna do that one that we went to in the greenhouse when we got our tats that day, but I missed the deadline for the application.
Oh.
So unfortunately, it was in October on a weekend. I was like, if it's in Syracuse for a whole weekend, am I gonna like set up? And then, like, leave it there, drive back an hour, sleep, go back, and then have it for the last day, you know? Like, yeah. I don't want to pay for a hotel or whatever just to stay in Syracuse. Like,
no.
So that would have been weird. But there is one here in town for June. It's the Elks Club craft show I want to do.
Really?
There's also another one that the Storytellers Guild is doing here for... It's just a big Dungeons and Dragons sort of convention in MCC.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, like, April 30th, and I have, like, no inventory and no no ambition to do that. Like, I had some pretty cool ideas. I wanted to do, like, mugs with the D&D classes, like, Bard, and then put, like, a little design on it of whatever.
Oh,
and
awesome.
My friend got a Dragon's Blood stamp from Ensika.
Yeah.
But... It's just like, man, the amount of effort and time that I'll put into those pieces, it's going to be way too expensive to sell.
Yeah.
But what is that?
It's lip oil.
That scared me because it looked like something else.
Like what?
It's like a vibrator.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull my vibrator
out. I don't know,
man.
It's got a silver little tip to it, and the rest is pink, and that's all I can see. But I get it now. Is this flat? Yes, it is. Okay, never mind. But yeah, so I'm not doing any residencies this summer. I don't know what I'm gonna do for the first 2 months. I think I'm just gonna do the craft show in June. My friend wants to have me in Poughkeepsie, like have me over for a couple weeks or so, because they want to come up here, drop off like furniture, and go back. But I don't know about that. Like, it sounds really cool to me, but I don't know what my dad will think about that. Like, I'd be getting a free ride to Poughkeepsie, free housing. I probably don't even have to pay for my breakfast because they'll give me food in the morning.
Yeah.
And she said, like, yeah, let's go to these little, like, waterfalls and places and just swim around. Like,
oh, that'd be nice.
That sounds amazing. I think I am going to do that.
Why do you need your dad's permesh?
Fucking, because I need it for everything. I'm just wired that way. Like,
I know.
But surprisingly, he did, like, he barely talked to me when I went to Cincinnati. And I think it was because I voiced my opinion a little bit before I left. I was like, man, you know, don't be blowing up my phone every day. Like, I'm going to be busy, like,
aww,
trying to figure out where I am. Like,
yeah, you tell him.
Lovingly. Yeah. Like, please, I love you. Like, I'll talk to you.
Yeah. Like...
So it's weird. It was weird not talking to him all the time. But, yeah. I am going to go to Poughkeepsie a week or two in June. Because I have the time. I just gotta save my goddamn money.
Yeah, that's hard.
I literally went on like 15 shopping sprees this week. This bag, right now.
Where'd you get it?
Botify.
That's what I thought.
I gotta have to show you.
This was, dude, I got this at the Museum of Natural Hist.
I got a tote bag from the fucking ceramic place too. Dinosaur Goods?
Yeah.
Collector and prehistoric. Oh, it's cute.
Got some pizza sauce on it.
That's the best kind.
The city.
So I got this ring. You tell me how much it was. I wish we could put this on the screen right now.
You got this in Cincinnati?
No, I got this here at Botified like 2 days ago.
Like $2?
At Botified?
Are they expensive then? 30? 40? 400?
No. 60.
60 bones?
60 bones for fucking moldavite and a piece of asteroid and some other crystals. But isn't that fucking sick?
That's a piece of asteroid?
That's a piece of asteroid.
Like,
right,
legit?
That's moldavite. Supposedly. The guy was selling me.
Do you have it on?
No. Because he said, don't wear it when you go to bed. Only wear it when you're having a good time. Because it remembers, like, that energy. So I was like, fuck, I have a bad time.
Dude, what the shit?
And I'm going to tell you guys something that I didn't really want to tell y'all.
Oh, shit.
But as soon as I walked out of the fucking store... It's on Bridge Street, right?
Yeah.
Bridge Street and First Street intersection before the bridge.
Yeah.
Car crash.
Really?
Two people were at fault, though. It was, like, red light for both of them.
Yeah.
One of them was turning left to go towards, like, Port City Cafe. And one of them was going straight to the bridge. So they just, like, It was fine, though. Like, no one was hurt. It was literally, like, just, like, punctured the wheel. Yeah. Like, above the wheel thing. Yeah. It just dented it real bad. But yeah. I was scared. I was looking at my ring, looking at my friends. I'm like, what the fuck did I just do? But, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Dude was chatting me up, though. I got like, a perfume roller. It's Egyptian Goddess. I think maybe he can smell it.
Smells good.
It's very subtle.
Yeah, it's nice.
And just necessities and whatever, like, but I hope this travel reimbursement kicks in soon. I gotta do my taxes still. It is, deadline's coming up.
I did my taxes the other day, and good for you. I don't want to do it. I hate doing my taxes. It's the first time I've ever done my taxes.
Oh, you made it sound like you did them, and then you said you didn't want to do them, but you already did it. So I was confused.
Oh, just don't worry about them.
I don't know, but that's that. What else? What else? What else?
Good answers.
Okay. So, overwhelmed about my futures because these internships aren't really working out for my summertime, right? Kind of making me dissociate and not really be present enough to be grateful for things happening in my life. Like, the day I got the kiln, I was not there. Like, mentally. So,
yeah.
Trying to, like, I've been trying, I probably have said this already, trying to feel emotions when I feel emotion. Mostly sadness, yeah. You know. Not so much in the anger, mostly, like, get excited when you feel excited. Like,
yeah.
Be in the moment and yeah. Embrace it. 'Cause I used to kind of just bottle up my emotions, bottle up what I had to say to people, and not really express my true opinion in the moment.
Yeah.
So now that I'm trying to feel them, it kind of hurts just as much as bottling them up. I don't know. But it's good to expel that. It's good to cry when you need to cry. It's good to, like, just scream in your car or something, you know?
You need to do that.
I'm trying to figure out that balance right there. Back to that fucking balance, man. That balance is never leaving me.
It's very important.
I'm trying to find it. It's not a physical thing.
No.
It's just, it's a little fucking, you know, piece of rock in a beach. I just need to go pick it up. You know.
Exactly.
Stumble across it.
Exactly.
But my friend Max, he's pretty cool, sat me down, brought me back to earth, and gave me some good advice. He said, everything that you're feeling right now with things that are happening in your life, personal shit, not personal shit, you name it, feel those emotions, yes. Disappear if you need to. Don't feel obligated to tell people, like, that you're leaving. Just let them know when you come back and, like, apologize. But put those emotions into something else. Whether it's art, whether it's going on a walk, you know, a poem, and rip it up and burn it, just whatever. And I want to take everyone's advice that I can and just, like, meld it into my own. Mm-hmm. So I took your advice, I took Max's advice, I took my friend Daria's advice, I took, like, pretty much, like, five different people's advice and melded them all together. So I've been playing guitar nonstop to the point where my arm is sore.
Really?
Like, I'm getting muscles over here.
That's good.
And it feels good.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's fucking little melancholy, sad songs, but it's like, I love those songs. And they're my favorite ones, and I just started learning them. I'm like, this is great. Like, instead of listening to it on repeat, I'm playing it on repeat. And I've been meditating.
Really?
That's where your advice came in. I did the little four in, four out, you know? I had my little stones. I brought my stone today. I brought my little stone. My little worry stone you got me.
Ah!
It's very nice. Little amethyst.
I'm very sweaty, so I don't want to sweat out for you.
But, yeah. It's not like immediate satisfaction.
No, it's never going to be.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Coming out of it. Because I'm like, fuck, I just want to do this forever.
Yeah.
It's very nice, though. Just breathing, like, the traditional just crisscross, palms out, whatever.
Being.
And that's been really good. I haven't journaled in a very long time, like probably half a year.
Can I show you something?
What's up?
So my advice comes from is from Buddhism.
Because
my dad's a Buddhist, and I was kind of like raised Buddhist.
Buddhist. I've been thinking about that. I've been seeing a little Buddhism here and there. Been a little curious. Getting a little pixies from it. The four... Man, I have glasses on and I can't even see the computer. The four rules of Buddhism.
So here are the four noble truths from the Buddha's teaching. Are you ready?
Yes.
They are the truth of suffering, the truth of the cause of suffering, the truth of the end of suffering, and the truth of the path that leads to the end of suffering. Right?
Mind blown.
So, Buddhism is all about learning how to live with your suffering. So, when you become, like, you read about Buddhism, learn about Buddhism, anything like that, it should help you. Because a lot of it's mindfulness, too, which is being aware, like, living in the moment, being aware of what makes you feel like shit, being mindful of it, but learning how to, like I said, live with it and not have it, like, fuck you over, basically.
My Lord.
That was probably the worst one that's ever happened, and I'm very, very sorry about that, because it even hurt me.
This is a very calming conversation.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm having a hard time explaining this, because I'm a little tired.
It's okay. Sorry. We're awake. We're aware. We're alive. But that's, like... That sentence kind of like messes in my brain, but I get it, but I'm like, so...
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is a better explanation.
Okay.
This says, the Four Noble Truths are the foundational tenets of Buddhism, which spark awareness of suffering as a nature of existence, its cause, and how to live without it.
How to live without...
it. Suffering.
Suffering. Huh. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
I'm here to convert everybody into Buddhism.
Buddhism.
Or Hinduism, whatever you want.
I feel like there is no right way to believe in a religion.
No.
Is Buddhism... Buddhism is a religion.
Buddhism is a religion. It's not a Christian religion, thank God. It's one of the more based religions. You know what I mean? The more... It's not religion based off of God.
The man.
Jesus, and do this and that, and then you'll go to heaven. Give me money, you'll go to heaven. Kind of shit. It's like... There are higher powers, you know, and then that's not... There's
the
like
divine,
no,
sort of?
Divine. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. And you can't... I'm not saying, like, oh, Buddhism is it, you know? There's Hinduism, there's Buddhism, there's all this other stuff that comes from Asia, India. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the India people, Thailand, like, shit like that. That's, like, the real shit right there, bro. I'm telling you straight up. A lot of where, like, advice comes from, where it's, like, suffering or whatever, that's comes from those religions.
I love the, like, that part of the world's thinking.
Yeah.
No, Hang on. Not like that, but...
Yeah, we know, I know. Yeah.
But, like, advice, like, maybe it's cliche, maybe it's not, but when they say, like, just these metaphors that are, like, if you, you know, pluck the plum from the tree, like, then you are the harvester, or something like that.
I literally just came up with that.
That's
fucking awesome.
But that's pretty cool, and that's, you can take it however you want, and it's like, dude, like, I don't get it, but I get it.
And meditation is a huge part of Buddhism.
You know, I don't remember if you remember her. I don't know if you remember her. She was a... science teacher in middle school. She had, like, short black hair. I think she was from India, and she had, like, the meditation hours before her class. I think I need to get a little singing bowl, because that shit calmed me down.
My dad has a lot of singing bowls. I can probably snag one.
I'll get my own. Okay. It's okay.
But yeah, that's awesome.
Really? It would suck, though, when I was having a bad day, and she'd do that and be like...
Yeah,
oh, it's really pissing me off how synchronous this sound is. But
talking about this shit makes me go back to my childhood, dude. It's awesome. Really? Yeah, and like, cause my dad owned it's still there, but it's more of a jewelry making thing now. But it was called the Place for Peace, where we accepted all religions or whatever, and we would have, like, drum circles, and we would sit on, like, pillows, and we'd meditate, we would have the singing bowls, you know what I mean? And we had a lot of stuff. Like, we had a, like, a little fundraiser party thing for Haiti when that was, like, really bad. Like, we did a lot of things. It was really cool, and then it just kind of stopped because, you know, the times.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and we would always, you know, there would be rice, we'd throw rice, and then it's just very, very spiritual place. We had a lot of, like, religious texts. We had a whole, what is it called? Like a...
Mantle?
Not a mantle. Fuck.
Bookshelf?
Not a bookshelf. It's not a shrine, it's a...
Temple?
I was thinking temple, too. It's not a temple.
Display, shrine.
There is a specific word for this.
I don't know.
Display of religious things. I forget what it's called, and I apologize because it's actually very important, but I don't remember. But we had that. We had, I forget what it's called, but we spin it and we say whatever the. Damn.
It's been a while.
It's kind of embarrassing. I'm not remembering these things. But yeah, I don't know.
That's so cool. Learning new things about you still. Managing.
I was blessed. my dad, like, we would go to, like, the legit, like, like Rinpoche, like, meetings where people would sit and, like, it was fucking massive just stuff. And I was blessed by him. Blessed by the Rinpoche.
Wow.
I'm serious. I was, like, the only person who was just ding.
Wow.
With his finger, yeah.
Damn.
I mean, it ain't fucking working now. I'm just waiting when it's gonna work, you know what I mean?
Maybe you need to do it again.
Yeah.
Be cleansed.
Maybe. And you know what's really fucking crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Buddhist monks, like, they're, like, legit Buddhists mm-hmm. with bald hair. Like, no hair.
Bald hair.
Bald. the yellow
mm-hmm.
prayer beads and everything. My dad was on that route. He was gonna do that.
Mm.
That's fucking crazy, dude. But he
was he gonna go where they were? I don't really know where they are.
No, they're all around like East Asia and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But yeah. But
what would you do if you did?
I don't know, man. I was alive, so I don't know. Because usually I'd be like, I wouldn't be here, but I would. I was true. Born. But I was. He said that he stopped doing it because the one person. Like, not the actual, like, Rinpoche or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but this, like, her secretary or whatever is trying to get money out of him.
Oh.
So he was like, fuck you, I'm not doing this anymore.
Well, at least he didn't do it that way, you know.
Yeah.
That's, huh.
Altar. There you go. An altar.
Yeah.
Not a Christian altar.
No. Dude, I saw a quick little video of him saying, like, hey guys, I'm back. I think, no.
Who?
Onison? Onison?
Onison? What are you talking
Chris
about?
Chris Onison?
Is this a YouTuber?
Something. I thought it had to do with Christian or someone.
Oh, Christian?
Yeah, you just said Christian.
Oh, Christian.
Oh, Christian.
Oh, what?
No, it was Onison? Am I crazy?
Crazen? Am I fucking crazen? That's awesome.
That slipped out.
I'm gonna start saying that, dude.
Am I crazy?
You better start saying that too, because I'm gonna start saying it.
Sure.
But listen.
It's unimportant. I don't know.
Christian, yeah. She's escaped prison.
Onisan? I'm still stuck on it. It's.
Do you know why Christian was in prison?
I don't really know anything about that.
Oh, it's pretty bad shit.
Okay.
Like, I'll say it. Actually, I'll say it off. Yeah.
Offline.
Anyway, sorry.
That's crazy to learn about that. I mean, I know that you've talked about your dad being Buddhist before, but I didn't know that you guys did all that. That's pretty cool.
Oh,
careful.
I know. I'm sorry.
Careful.
Yeah, that was a big part of my childhood.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't practice, but I need to start because I can't get to therapy, and Buddhism mm-hmm. is second therapy. So.
I kind of had a little spur of the moment idea where I was like, maybe I should, you know, try to go see a psychiatrist and see maybe if I can get on anxiety meds. I don't know, cause
you don't even need to go to a psychiatrist, dude. Just go to your fucking doctor.
Someone told me, but if I went to my doctor, she's kind of like,
oh, she's weird, right?
She's weird.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm sorry, doctor, but I don't know.
That's where I got mine.
But I'll try it. I'll see if I feel like I still want to try it when the next time I have my yearly appointment.
Yeah.
which I don't know when that is. But, yeah. I think I need to maybe look up some videos on meditation a little bit more, because I don't think that there's a wrong way to do it, but I don't feel like I'm doing it to its full potential to where it kind of works for me. Because I meditated before with, like, a little app that's like, breathe in, breathe out. It was Headspace.
Headspace, yeah.
That was pretty fucking relaxing. And I still kind of use those techniques it told me to, where it's like, you know, think about the energy of your head right now. Yeah. Move down to your neck and move down to your chest.
Exactly.
And, I think I'm just, my brain is still very clouded to where I'm still like, there's a blockage and I can't really get through to feel that.
Yeah, dude.
Full potential of meditation.
I have a really hard time meditating. I always have. Like, I genuinely just can't do it.
Do you want to take a yoga class?
What?
You want to take a yoga class?
For real?
Of something like a meditative yoga class, just try it out.
You want to?
I got like a business card on my wall.
I would love to go to yoga. Is it like legit, right?
I think so, yeah. I'm a little afraid, though. I don't have any yoga gear.
We'll go shopping.
I hate yoga pants.
You don't have to wear yoga pants. You can literally wear, like, your flowy pants, dude.
I might rip a hole in them, but...
Yeah, whatever. But listen.
That'd be really relaxing. After a podcast, like, just Sunday yoga. They're probably close on Sundays, because why not?
Dude, if you do get information on that, like, oh, this is...
I'll look into it, definitely.
You gotta let me know, because I would love to do some yoga.
Dude, podcast, yoga podcast.
When we start filming these...
When we do our own, we'll do a yoga special.
We'll probably do it in my apartment.
Yeah.
That makes the most... In my room or some shit. That makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm. Put some little... It'll be decked out, I'm sure. Posters and such.
I want a camera so bad. But they're so expensive, man.
I have a little vlog camera we could use. It's not the... It's a different one. But
remember when Chris tried to convince you that your house was
haunted with a pair of scissors? I know. I thought about that a couple weeks ago too.
Oh my god, that was so funny. We set up a camera and everything.
It makes me so frustrated. I really want to throw out that fucking pair of scissors. Like, I don't even want to look at those fucking scissors anymore.
Dude, those were the good days. That was funny as fuck.
I know.
I was disappointed though.
Disappointed that it was fake.
Yeah,
that he was fucking with us.
Oh my gosh,
so weird,
so funny.
Anyway,
Chris is so big.
We gotta go to the beach this summer. We gotta, I don't know, go other places.
Yeah,
let's go to Alexandra Bay.
Yes, I want to.
Have you ever been?
Maybe.
It's pretty cool. I think it's really cheap. You just gotta not buy the souvenirs.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, souvenirs. Okay. Whew. What else did I say?
Hands off.
Sonia.
Dude, I'm tired.
Tired?
Yeah.
It's 12:05. All right. I think with that, it's a good place to stop.
You think so?
Yeah, a little 40...
48 minutes.
48 minute potty.
That's not
bad. With some beautiful noises spursed out.
I'm very, very sorry.
It's all right. Yo, by the way, I'm single. But
any so hit him up.
Hit me up. No,
hit him up.
Because when you went to poop last podcast, I talked with them, with the audience, a little bit.
Oh, really?
And I gave a little insight to me being happy. That's my personal biz. As much like personal biz that I actually say on here, which is like
anymore.
A lot. Just for sake of privacy with that, I'm going through that.
Yeah,
it didn't really work out, but it's okay. I've been dealing with that, but it's all right. Just a little update, if y'all were curious. I just talked about it and never talked about that person again.
That happened.
We're on good terms. So, yes.
Me, on the other hand, I'm still in a relationship with Joseph Sweeney.
Dox him.
Dude.
Put out his address.
I wanted to post... This is really funny. I wanted to post my, you know, some photos from New York on Instagram.
You wanted to post the relationship?
I was having a really hard time coming up with a caption.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, so my nickname is Sonebone. So I was gonna put Sonebone and Joseph James Sweeney, like, and his address. And his address and phone number. I was like, Joe, this is so funny. Look, I was on the train. I was like, look how funny this is. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you doxing? You don't do that. I'm like, why not? I'll put a fake address. I put the Onondaga Hall address. Okay, mm-hmm. instead of your and I was like, what's an address near your home address?
Dude, couple blocks away.
Yeah, I thought it was well, clearly that post never went up. But I thought because I couldn't come up with anything, dude. I'm all dried out with the, whatever that's called, description or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah, I like the casual captions on Insta.
I was gonna say Sone Bone and Joan Bone, but
that's pretty cool.
But Joe didn't like the Joan Bone. I was like, what do you want me to fucking do? Like, it's fine.
It's funny. But yeah. Oh, dude,
I wish.
We talked about some things. We de-stressed. We meditated. I've been hugging this little worry stone. It's like really hot. Sweaty, wet worry stone. Apologize for the sound.
Oh, yeah. We'll I'm very, very sorry.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Follow us on Spotify, Instagram, rate us, maybe, I don't know, question mark. And
see.
Meditate. See. And it'll be okay.
Yeah, see.
Okay, bye. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.